That was helpful. Thank you. Thanks for joining. This is going to be a talk about a fun project that I started, I think it's almost 4 years now, so I feel like I'm sort of milking the idea, but it's pretty cool. It's back in 2019, I guess, I ended up building an artificial nose using some cool tech. And I'm going to talk a bit about the tech behind it and how I ended up moving the project from a really, really dirty weekend hack into something that's hopefully more future-proof and using cool things like Zephyr. So a few words about myself. I'm Benjamin. I'm based in France for the past year, almost to the day actually. I've been working as a developer advocate for the Zephyr project at the Linux Foundation. And I do many things, including, as a good French person, I guess, baking bread. And I don't know about you guys, but I've been trying to perfect my bread recipe for probably over 30 years. Like, I'm still not really happy about the way it turns out. Like, it's a bit random, right? And so back, I think in the really first few weeks of COVID, with like being stuck at home, lots of times on my hands, I was like, maybe technology can help me improve my bread recipe. What if I could figure out a device with maybe some AI in the mix that I could like train to figure out when my sourdough starter would be perfectly fermented? In my head, at least, the idea would be that I would, by eye, figure out when the sourdough kind of looks all right, bake the bread, figure out if the bread is good or not, give it a, like, oh, it's a 9 out of 10. Like, it's really crispy, really nice. And then do the training that way, right? And so the idea would be to smell the sourdough starter to capture some information, which in my head, at least, I'm not a chemist, I'm not a food chemist, but measuring things like the amount of volatile organic compounds and CO, CO2, whatever, there has to be a correlation and like a, the perfectly ripe sourdough starter, there has to be a way to identify it, right? And so back in 2019, there was also this sort of cool kid on the block, new cool kid on the block, which was, and which is TinyML and things like TensorFlow Lite finally available on microcontrollers, things like that, right? And the thing is, I know really little about neural networks myself. Like, for some reason, the math, like whenever I would open a book about neural networks and like, oh yeah, it's easy, you're going to recognize handwritten digits, like this is a bitmap, you go through some layers, blah blah blah, oh, you recognize the digits. That was going way over my head. The thing is, playing with physical things, more tangible things, I actually was able in just a few hours, really, and with the help of some tools. Some of you might have heard about something like called Edge Impulse. It's not strictly speaking open source, although it's based on TensorFlow Lite for micros, but it helped me train a model, basically taking some Arduino, like an Arduino compatible device. This is a Wio terminal, so a Cortex M4, taking a gas sensor, feeding the data and like capturing the data quite often, taking this data into some kind of training algorithms, and I would be able to figure out the difference, not necessarily between good bread and bad bread, because remember, COVID, like flour wasn't even available in the supermarkets, but booze that I had in my in my house. So I actually figured that it was able to make the difference between not only like rum and whiskey, but it was actually accurate enough that two, like one really peated whiskey and one slightly less so, it would make up the difference, right? And I started to talk about the project because I found it really cool, like not do the silly bread thingy, but something slightly more useful, which is figuring out in the human breath when there are, when you can spot the markers for fungal pneumonia. Caleb, the kid, almost died basically when he was really young and the doctors couldn't diagnose the disease. Turns out that since then there's now literature available out there that says that, yeah, there are some markers, and he sort of built a proof of concept for that. So that felt really good, but what didn't feel really good is that the code that was from day one available on GitHub of that project that I have to put together is horrible. It's like 2,000 lines of boilerplate, copy-paste, typical Arduino code, right? Like, I mean, I've been gathering bits here and there. Of course it works, but it's really, really bad. Just like really quickly, because I think it's worth mentioning, how does a machine smell anyways? Because we're all, I think, familiar, or we all think of things like temperature sensors and humidity and illuminance. Like that certainly comes to mind because we actually also use them every day. But there's also sensors that can smell and measure the concentration of particular chemicals in the air. The way it works is basically just a chemical reaction between a tiny slice of metal oxide semiconductor, and based on how many of said compound can be found in the air, you can measure a variation in a change in resistance, right? The more VOCs, volatile organic compounds, would be in the air, the higher the resistance, for example. Which means that I could measure, start acquiring data, putting my sensor on top of bottles of alcohol and tea and coffee and whatnot, and capture basically what I would call the fingerprint or the olfactory fingerprint of a particular smell, and then with a bunch of AI and ML, basically figuring out what in this raw data identifies a smell. And sort of my intuition would be, not knowing again a thing about signal extraction and all that kind of thing, would be, if this is whiskey, then if I were to write down what makes whiskey so special, it would be probably something like, when you smell whiskey, nitrogen dioxide goes up, carbon monoxide not so much, VOC goes up as well, maybe in a slightly more steady way. And so basically what happens then, the way the model works, is just that, except that it's a machine doing it, looking at the raw data, doing some basic statistics to extract the mean, the max, the standard deviation, like all those things that could potentially characterize the smell, and then this pre-processing, this DSP, if you will, then goes through a typical neural network. So this is fun. You get to the point where you have this funny looking thing, like you can even go the extra mile and like sort of 3D print the enclosure, and there's, you have a lot of fun. I ended up building and packing, again, like in those 2,000 lines of code, plus all the libraries, of course, that I'm pulling, I would have a GUI, I would have Wi-Fi integration. Actually, that's something that I added eventually, and like whenever I smell something, I can push it using MQTT to a server. There's, of course, tons of hardware interactions, and all that needs to work at the same time, except that if you do it the Arduino way, and the lazy way, I guess, then you end up just doing this, which is, again, not necessarily, like, if you're lazy and just, like, eager to get your POC and your thing working, you end up putting a lot of code in, essentially, a super loop. And so